So today's daf is daf pei. We actually already finished the entire Amud Aleph, but let's just review what it is that we have so far discovered. What we have discovered is a tremendous chiddush. There are two completely different dinim of hafara when it comes to a baal, and about chokas are shown, and perhaps it's even true of an av. One of them is nidri in a nefesh, and one of them is dvarim shebein olavimah. When our Mishnah begins the parak by saying elu nedarim, that a baal is mefer, perhaps that an av is mefer, shul mefer, it is not implying, although all that it gives us is a list of nidri in a nefesh, and the only machlokas that we see in the Mishnah is whether this is called nidri in a nefesh. It doesn't mean to imply that there's not another set of nedarim, namely dvarim shebein olavimah, that he could also be mefer. So why then separate it out? Says the Gemara, because the dinim are very different. When a baal is mefer, that we're using the lashon of mefer here in the beginning of the perek, it means to be mefer completely, in such a way that the neder no longer has any existence; it'll never come back again. Well, when a baal, and that's only true of inui nefesh, which is why the Gemara, the Mishnah says, indeed, eila nedarim shu mefer, meaning what nedarim can he truly be mefer and undo? The other set, although he can prevent the neder from affecting him, he cannot cancel the neder. So the moment that she is out of his rishus and now can never be in his rishus, so she gets married to somebody else, at that point the neder would be chal again. And therefore the Mishnah doesn't list that, because it's referring to actual hafara. So then we got into the question, after establishing that, to understand what exactly the case was of the neder for which only the condition is supplied, which is very strange. Im erchatz, im lo. Where's the neder? The Mishnah doesn't say what the neder is. And it turns out the description of what the neder is and how we relate the tnai to the neder is central to understanding the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. What exactly did Rabbi Yossi mean when he was saying ein elu nidre inu nefesh? So we went back and forth to try to figure out what it was talking about. The only case that we could imagine that the Mishnah was referring to, which wouldn't be completely arbitrary, like pulling a neder out of a hat and saying it was something or other, was that it's a reference, it's self-referential. That somehow you're making a tonight about a neder that actually will come into being if you're over on the tonight in a way that achieves exactly what the tonight was doing anyway. Now that raised some very fascinating questions. There was a case that we took about was that if she says, let's say, another imerchatz, so what she's really saying is, if I end up washing today, then I'll never be able to be lochetzet. Now that raises a number of interesting questions. One is, first of all, the neder wasn't chal yet. I mean, until she actually does it. Now, you would think on the surface that that relates to the machlokas we had earlier of a baal, who says, all nedarim from now till doomsday, whatever it is, till I come home, and that was a machlokas, whether you could be made for neder, is it a kal v'chomer or not, machlokas rebliyaz or nechachomi. But the truth is, it's not, because over there, it's not simply that the neder hasn't taken effect, it's that it doesn't exist. She never made the neder. Over here she made the neder. The neder is there. It may be that the tnai has not yet taken effect. But that's not the same as that machloket. However, there is indeed a machloket later on between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim about whether you have a right to be made for a neder of that type. That there's a tnai and the tnai hasn't yet taken effect. So that, assumedly, what we're talking about over here is going according to the sheet of the Chachomim, who hold that that's not a problem. You certainly can, assuming that that involves nidri in an effort. So what we're doing over here now is we're saying, okay, but now we're setting it up in such a way that you're left with inui nefesh no matter what you do. So whether she keeps the tzai and doesn't do the neder, or she keeps the neder and doesn't do the tzai, she's locked into an inui nefesh situation because she won't be able to be rochetzet. However, the Isser in the Tanai is only for Rechitza today, not Rechitza forever. So the Pashtest of what the Gemara was saying is that when Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh, the simple words of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yossi holds Nivul Dechad Yuma Lav Shmei Nivul, which is Mashma, that a Nivul forever is Shmei Nivul. Now, if that's the case, then the Gemara is rather strange, because then why didn't the Gemara say that Rabbi Yossi didn't mean the Neder is in Dinui Nefesh? Rabbi Yossi meant that the Tanai is in Dinui Nefesh. So it's really weird. And if he meant that Bechalal, there's no difference, even Nivo forever is less by Dinui Nefesh, we'll see that that's true later. So then, what is the point here of the Tanai, of separating out the Tanai? The truth is there's a major machlokas we showed you about how the Rambam takes it literally, apparently. Because he ends up paskening two contradictory dinim, unless the way we explain it is that he holds Nevo de Chadium is not, because he paskens like Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to the other Rishonim who don't. So, but nonetheless, he paskens that there's Nevo in Rechitza. So apparently he holds it's only Nevo de Chadium of Ashwan Nevo. Okay, so that's a big machlokas. But assuming, as is Mashman Amud Beis, that the machlokas is Bechlal, whether it's considered to be Nevo in Rabbi Yossi, the reason, says the Ran, a very simple and clear explanation, why the Gemara understands that we don't want to mention the Tanai separately, is because the truth is, there's two different issues over here. Remember that the implications of the Mishnah are, Eilu Nedorim Shu Mefer, meaning Mitam Minui Nefesh. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, it's saying, no, in Eilu Nidrei Minui Nefesh, but, the implications of his statement are, but, they are Nedorim, that he can be made for Beinu Leveina. If Rabbi Yossi had said, well, the Tanai doesn't have Inui Nefesh, then the necessary implication would have been, but it does have Beinu Leveina, because, I mean, isn't that the whole point? So he couldn't use those words, because one day of not washing is not even considered to be Beinu Leveina. Masha'in came the other part of the Neder, although Rabbi Yossi holds you can be made for it. It's only because of Beinu Leveina not washing and not because of Inui Nefesh. But actually, he holds that Inui Nefesh would not apply to Rechitza at all, although Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina would. That's where we were holding yesterday. Now, today the Gemara says at the beginning of Amud Beis, look, you've drayed around to give us an answer to half of the Mishnah. Because remember, the Mishnah talks about Im Erchatz, Im Lo Erchatz. Im et kashet, im lo et kashet. So you've explained im erchatz. If I wash, then I won't be able to wash. Therefore, you can't wash. But how are you going to explain the other way around? If I don't wash, don't wash, go wash. What's the problem? I mean, why in the world would we beg for a neder? Well, all she has to do is take a shower. You know, thank God, finally. You know, so what's the problem? So, shanita im erchatz. But how are you going to explain the other case in the Mishnah, which is where she makes it tonight, im lo erchatz hechidami. I mean, ilay madamra teitzara na'atrachitza lo olam alayf, you're going to just extend the meaning and say, I should never be allowed to wash if I don't wash today. No, so let her wash. Lama la'afara titzachi, please, go take a shower with our compliments. Omer of Yehuda, must be that what she's saying is, again, because we can't pop a netter out of that, so it's got to be somewhere in that language. Maybe what she's saying is, I will never be able to take a shower if I don't jump into this pool of Mei Mishra, which is used for breaking down the raw pishtan.
Nasty smell.
So she says, you know, it's a real challenge. You know, if I'm so makbid on cleanliness, I should never be able to take a shower if I don't jump into this pool. Maybe somebody told her it's healthy or something. Like Chametz Ferry, people smell, you know, it smells, it's bad, you know, it's good, so you do it. So, yeah, you get used to it. Anyway, maybe that's what it means. No, that's not what it means. Because then, by extension, you'd have to say, imet kashet, im loet kashet, works the same way, right? Because there, I understand that we took for granted. If I don't be mitrachet today, I can't be mitrachet. What would it mean by kishut? Okay, so imet kashet, that makes sense. If I put on jewelry today, I should never be able to put on jewelry. If I do a facial today, I should never be able to do a facial. But what's the other way? If I don't, so what would it mean? What's the equivalent? The equivalent is, if I don't take care of my face today with kerosene, like that would be the equivalent of Mei Mishra. The problem is, to jump into a pool of Mei Mishra, you would still say, I will wash in Mei Mishra. But to wash your face in kerosene, you will not say, I will be mitkashetet in kerosene, because you're not mitkashetet in kerosene. So therefore, there's no equivalent case of the kishut. The language doesn't make sense. It's simply a problem of language. So what are you going to say over there? They told me, loet kashet means what? Im loet kashet beneft? That's what you're saying? That's not kishut. That's lichluch. You know, you don't talk about kishut as, lichluch as a kishut. Lichluchu. Filth. Omer of Yehuda must be like this. She says two different statements. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that there is a halach of hafara by shvu'ah as well as by nedarim, which by the way is a machlok samarim in the Yerushalmi. Here it's taken for granted in this teretz of the Bavli. And it's talking about that she said hana'at rechitza lo'olam alai Imerchatz hayom, the way we said yesterday. Or she said, Shvuah shelo erchatz. I make a shvuah, the lashon of lo erchatz is not a tanai, im lo erchatz. The lashon is an actual shvuah. Now, once we're saying that that's the case, we no longer have to say that the meaning is im erchatz hayom. Right? In other words, she may mean, in fact, im erchatz forever. Machlok is being directly whether there is even nefesh or not even nefesh, because we're going to argue about a shvuah. And there's no tanai, and she's saying, and Rabbi Yossi is saying it's not inui nefesh, so then we're left with it's not inui nefesh. Because what are we going to say? You see, the whole thing that pushed us, remember yesterday, was what? Rabbi Yossi should have said the tanai isn't inui nefesh. Why did he say the neder isn't inui nefesh? But you can no longer ask that question, because there's no tanai in the second part. What he's saying is that the Shvua doesn't have inui nefesh. So we can't ask him to say, how come you don't mention it tonight? Because that's not the point. The point is, there's no inui nefesh on rechitza. This works out perfectly, the way the Ron's been learning this again. Those Rishonim who say, Rabbi Yossi holds there's no inui nefesh by rechitza at all. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a Shvua or whether we're talking about a neder with a tonight. So therefore, we have two different parts. So in other words, we have two cases. We have a case which is a big chiddush according to the Rabbanan, and we have a case which is a big chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, according to Rabbanan, the chiddush is even though the neder yet hasn't been called, and it's just that we're locked into a situation of pain whether you do or whether you don't do, then in such a case they hold that you can be mefer. That's a big chiddush, okay? Therefore we talk about one case, which is a tanai case. Then we have the chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi, which is the case that's not a tanai case, the case of shvuah, that even though it doesn't involve any kind of tanai, nonetheless it's not considered to be inui for rechitza. So now the Mishnah finally begins to make sense. Why was it constructed along these funny lines to address many issues at once? The question of hafora on a netter that's dependent on a tanai, though it hasn't been chal. The question of the difference between an inui and between beino leveina, the shaila of whether rechita is considered to be inui nefesh or not considered to be inui nefesh, the question whether there's a difference of inui nefesh of chad yuma, and the difference according to Rabbi Yossi between dvarim shebeino leveina of chad yuma, which it isn't, versus liolam, which it is. Okay? There's many, many beautiful chidushim in our Mishnah once again, in a classic density of information fashion, which is the whole derech of the Gemara's analysis of the Mishnah. So that would finally be the way we would understand, and therefore kishut would be the same thing. Hana'at kishut lo'olam alai imet kashet ayom, that's the im, and furthermore shua shalohet kashet. If that's true, so then why does it say hare elu nidorim? Why does it say nidorim u'shvuot? The way you're understanding it, it should have mentioned shvuot as well. Says Ravashi, okay, if you like that, you could say that, you know. Tani elu nidorim u'shvuot makes better sense to you. But I mean, the truth is, ibay deima, we've seen all through the Masechta, that in the broadest sense, the word neder includes shvuah. Look, we have the Mishnah before. Kinidrei Rishaim. Guy says, Allah, Kinidrei Rishaim. What does that mean? Thank you. What does Nidrei Rishaim mean? Nadab Naziru B'Korban B'Shvuah. So we use a general rubric, Neder, to include all of the inyanim that a person is mitchayev mipiv, even though it may in fact be a shvua. Now, Omru Rabbanu Rechitza Idbe Yinui Nefesh, Kilo Rachatza. Now, all along, there's been a great deal of pressure to jive this sugya with the sugya of Yom HaKippurim. As our president asked yesterday, you're not allowed to take a bath on Yom Kippur, because it's Yinui Nefesh. I mean, isn't that clearly that it's called Yinui Nefesh? Actually, our Gemara starts from the other side, that for Yom Kippur, it's not called the Yinui Nefesh. But we'll see, that's actually a machloket. So, it's the Gemara from the Sugya in Yuma, Vramini. Afa pisha asur bekulam. Even though one is prohibited in all of the five Inuyin, ein anush karet ela bochel v'shoteh v'osim alacha v'ilvad. There's no chiv of karet unless he was over on the Isra Malach, on Yom Kippur, or on eating and drinking. But for wearing shoes, or for taking a shower, there's no din of karet. Now, b'pashtus, that means that it's not d'oraita. That it's just a d'rabbana, and that it's similar. That's not so pashut as we'll see. It's a big machlokes that we've shown you. And it really depends on how we learn the Gemara over there, whether all of the Inuyim are D'oraita. And the question over here is whether there's just a difference in terms of the Chiyuv Karet. What would be the basis for that? The basis is the Drasha, the Ha'avadati. It says over there, Initemet Nafshatechem, and Anefesh Asher Lo Tu'une, the Ha'avadati Anefesh Ahi, which is mashma, that it's a Mida Keneged Mida kind of thing. You don't want to be ma'abed elements of your nefesh, so I'll be ma'abed the nefesh. But that means that only a type of inui that involves immediate ibud nefesh. And that's not eating or drinking. Pain, bialma, which is not an actual immediate ibud nefesh, as we'll see, is not punishable by karet. There's no ayavadati, because anyway I wasn't telling you ibud nefesh. If that's true, it could be a dioraita, and nonetheless, there wouldn't be a chiyuv of karet. There are others who hold that indeed it's only an extension of the concept of inuyim. The Rabbanan. There's a very unusual sheet of the Rambam, an amazing sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's two different mikorot for the halachas of the inuyim. There are those things that are called inuy nefesh, which is achila v'shtiya. And there are those things which are, he brings for a braita from the Sifra that learns Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbaton means to refrain from that which is similar to. So in the same way that we know Shabbaton in terms of Melacha, we know Shabbaton in terms of Inui. So it is a dioraita, but it never says Koret on Shabbaton. Fascinating. That would explain why we often use the lashon of shvut, an iser d'rabbanan we call shvut, even though it's not in terms of malacha. Right? It would be based on this braita. Shabbaton is the extension of the ikar halacha.
He calls it shvitat asor, his name for the whole
month. That's right. That's correct. Excellent. Right, and maybe that's good for why. But the whole idea of shvitat is beautiful. Okay, but in any event, it says over there is no chiyuv karet. Now, if you're going to tell me that rechitza, which the Rabbanan are claiming, is a dover shel inui, and we're talking about inui even of yom echad, I mean, so then I don't understand. So then, biyom haKippurim, why aren't you chayuv karet? I mean, straight hanefesh asher lo tu'uneh, straight out, iser, because it's inui. Now, the Ran points out that we could have immediately answered, based on the drasha of v'ha'avadati anefesh, in exchange for your non-avedat nefesh, that it may well be inui, but it's not an inui of avedat nefesh, and therefore there's no ha'avadati. Says the Ran, you're right, we could have said that it's the right, that there's no karet, that the difference is whether it fits the posik of ha'avadati. Since, however, in the Gemara and Yuma, that's a machloket, We want our sugya to answer, it says the Ron, even without that drasha. But we take for granted anybody who knows that drasha immediately understands it. Of course, there's that option is to answer it that way. The Gemara must be asking now, but what about if you don't hold of that mikar? What would be the difference if you hold it? It's straight out inoy. So why is there a difference between the getter of inoy for Nedarim and the getter of inoy for Yom HaKippurim? So Kirachatz Chayav Karet. Omar Rava. Rava says his answer, which he always gives. Rava is famous for this answer all over Shas. You must consider the context of a pasuk for understanding the content of the pasuk. In each case, we have to understand the word ta'anu or inui within the nature of the place it appears. By Yom HaKippurim, Gabe Yom HaKippurim dechtiv ta'anu et nafshotechem. That means that we're talking about ta'anu milta diyada inui hashta. I have to be able to measure the loss of nefesh on the spot. But when it comes to the, so rechitza lo yada inuyeh, I don't feel the pain of not taking a shower while I'm not taking a shower the first day. At the end of the day, I start feeling, gosh, I really need a shower. But obviously, the moment I'm out of the shower, I don't feel I need a shower. Masha'in kain, not eating a whole day, I feel during the course of the day very much. Therefore, the inui is nikar. Masha'in kain, when it comes to neder, gabin adorim, what does it say? Kol neder v'choshvat isur, la'anot nafesh. La'anot is in the future. That which will bring you to feeling the pain ultimately. So there's no element of inui nefesh by nedarim that insists that it needs to be right now a problem. It's not a problem. But the Baal can say, but it's going to be a problem, and therefore I'm going to be made for the net or not. This is completely different issues. Therefore, you cannot ask from one to the other. We may hold that, in fact, Rechitza, Legabi Nedarim, is considered to be Inu Nefesh, and Legabi Yom HaKippur is not considered to be Inu Nefesh. So it's a milta de atyala l'idei Inu, something which draws, which brings one ultimately to Inu Nefesh. Vechilo rachatza atyala l'idei Inu. If there's no rechitza, so then you're brought to inui. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yossi, you're saying here that there's no inui. There's only dvarim shebeino levina, where we're talking about rechitza. That's what you said. Well, if that's the case, I have a serious problem of a contradiction, Rabbi Yossi. We know that in general, where we have contradictory needs for charity, or for sharing. One of the classic cases of sharing is sending our water to Jordan, which was raised yesterday. And it happens to be today's Gemara. You've got, in your Rishos, you've got the sources of a waterway of some kind, a spring. Now, people downstream need your water. Your population has been growing. And if you take all your water needs, there's not going to be any water left for downstream. But the Achronim point out that this is exactly the same question as the Tzrochim of Nidrei Yircha and Nidrei Yiracher. Should be very similar. The criteria should be very similar. Now, Rabbi Yossi expresses over there the most remarkable thing. Rabbi Yossi holds as follows. In a case where Mayan Shabunei Ha'ir, you have a water source of one city, and you've got the same water being used for a city downstream, and now there's not enough for both cities. And it's a question of Chayehem or Chayeh Acherim. Then the klal is Chayehem Kodmim L'Chayeh Acherim. The klal always is, we learn out for Chay Achicha Imma, that it's Imcha. Imcha means if I am not going to come first, then obviously there's no v'chay achicha. So you have to come first. That's always the rule. Each individual comes in his own tzrachim before anybody else. And as expressed in the Din of a Tzibur, the same thing is true. The Tzibur comes before another Tzibur. If there's a question of the water that's available for your behemot and other people's behemot, behemtam u'behemat achirim, behemtam kohemet, if you have enough water to do laundry. But if you do your laundry, they can't do their laundry. Kvisatan or kvisat acherim? Kvisatan kodemet kvisat acherim. Now, how about if you've got enough for everything but laundry, and if you do your laundry, they won't have enough to drink? Now that's already a very modern question. So what happens over there? Chaye acherim uchvisatan. So there, the viability of the city's chaye acherim, that's kodem lekvisatan. Remarkably, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says the need for clean clothes is considered to be a fundamental need that is the equivalent of chayim, and kvisatan kodemet lechaye acherim. So how could Rabbi Yossi hold that even clean clothes are considered to be chayim? How could he be saying that a clean body is not chayim? That doesn't make any sense. So ashta kvisa om Rabbi Yossi yesh batzar guf kulo lo koshike? Isn't a filthy body worse than filthy clothing? Says the Gemara, no. The truth is that Rabbi Yossi actually feels that it's more important to have clean clothing. And why is that? Amri din. That's exactly what he holds. That kvisa is alima of Rabbi Yossi. Needing clean clothing is much more a chai nefesh than a clean body. Why is this? The Omar Shmuel. Hai irvuvita dereisha. Irvuvita is the word for the mixture of dirt and dead cells and droppings of air and so on and so forth. That is irvuvita. Irvuvita of a head that isn't washed and brushed continuously. Matili de avira. It can cause you to have eye problems. Arvuvita de mani. Yeah, dreadlocks, exactly. Arvuvita de mani. If your clothing is left unwashed for a long time, it can bring you to depression and insanity, which does not have a cure, whereas avira does have a cure. If your body is left unclean, you will end up with festering sores, blisters, and so on. But again, you can deal with that with antibiotics. But you're not going to be able to deal with depression with antibiotics. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, it's very important not to get depressed. You must wear nice, clean clothes. But that's more important than necessarily having a dirty body. So okay, so you'll end up with infections. You'll cure the infections. But clean clothing, there's nothing to take its place. And indeed, Shalchu Mitam, they sent from Eretz Israel. Hizaru be'uvuvita. Be very careful of these three types of vivuve. Hizaru be'chabura. Be careful to do your learning in daf yomi. Don't head off and do it somewhere with a disc. You need to have people around to talk to and so on. And Hizaru b'nei aniyim. Make sure that you see to it. You can teach b'nei aniyim. Shemihem teitze Torah. It's from b'nei aniyim that you're going to get the best results. Shenema yizal mayim midalio. Water, which is Torah, will flow from the poor. Lashon of dal. So the bucket is really the dalim. Because people who have less to lose are always more able to throw themselves into things. Not to mention that someone who is spoiled is also usually stuck up. And therefore, you can't learn Torah if you're stuck up. So the water will flow from the poor on all levels. So you have to make sure that you teach them. Why do we find so often that Talmidei Chachamim have children that don't follow in their footsteps? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shelo Yomru Torah Yerushayi Lahem. Because we don't want there to be an assumption that Torah comes be Yerushalayim. So therefore, what will happen is, so why bother really trying? I mean, I come from such a family, B'nai Torah, I must absorb it with my mother's milk. Doesn't work that way. You got to spit out the mother's milk and do that's the pasuk says, and learn your Torah. So Memela, this is something that automatically happens. Rav Sheshes Bereder Avida says it's not. It's actually a gzera min hashamayim. When you got a family that has Torah in it, they start thinking they can lord it over other people. So to avoid lording over people, we can't let them just have it as an assumption. Marzutra says, no, no, it's because they actually do that, not to avoid doing it. It's a punishment. It's because they do it. It's mipnei shem mitgavrim al hatzibur. Ravashi says it's different. It's, you know why these people look at Amaratzim? They call them donkeys. That's the point. So a person who calls a human being a donkey, he doesn't deserve to have the Torah. So it's mipnei, it's mishum dekor alein shechamre. They refer to humans as donkeys. That you can't do. Ravina ma'she'en mevarchim ba'torah techila. It's because they get used to Torah, and they take it for granted. So there's no longer any passion. There's no longer any involvement. There's no passion. There's no value. There's no value. They're not going to even make a bracha. It won't be medayik to make a bracha. I'll wait till I get the shul to make a bracha. Talk to my friends over the phone about my chiddush for the day. It becomes a little chess game, you know. You talk about, oh yeah, yeah, it's a bracha, you know. But that's the point. So once there's no bracha on Torah, there's no zuchus to Torah. Who is the chacham who can understand this? Now, the pasuk continues that it's not only the chacham, but it continues on to say, Vasher diber pi Hashem elav v'yageda, which means that they asked the Nevi'im, Vasher diber pi Hashem elav. So that must mean that they asked the Chachamim this question. They didn't know the answer. They asked the Nevi'im this question. The Nevi'im didn't know the answer. Until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Vayomer Hashem, Alazvam et Torati. So what happened over here? So Dover Zed, Dishal HaChachamim, Vol Nevi'im, Velo Pishu. Ad Shepishu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. What was the question? Alma of the Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? So they asked the Chachamim, and they didn't know the answer. So how could they not know the answer? If Hashem says, Alazvam et Toratim, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? So the Chachamim and the Nevi'im can't figure out that Azivata Torah, that brings, I mean, first of all, what's the two Lashonas? Lo shamu lekoli, Azvam et Torati, isn't it the same thing? I mean, Aina lo shamu lekoli, Aina lo chuba. If they don't listen to my voice, and obviously not going to be hailechuba. Therefore, it must be it's two different issues. Omrav Yunomarav, it means lo hilchuba, holchuba means they didn't. Halicha is a way of life. That's what halicha. Halicha is growth. Halicha is where you're going towards. And when somebody takes something as a default position, it's not halicha. It's just what is. So halicha, by definition, is this is what's important to me. This is my path. You don't have a path. You just have a default. So therefore, what it's referring to is something that isn't so measurable. Yes, the chacham is like today. There's never been more Torah. So many yeshivas. Right? So what are they going to say? That things are worse. They're going to say things are better. But you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just a bunch of garbage where nobody really cares what they're doing. It's all default positions. So therefore, there's no Aleph in Torah, but you can't expect me. What are Nevi'im going to know about that? Adam Israel only lay naim. It's only Hashem Israel lay. Therefore, that's Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, which the Ran says is the words are appropriate for the man who said it. So that's the point. The only one who can really know the answer to that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no halicha. And that means, because it isn't really valuable to them. No, no, this is later. It's not. Oh, yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu had problems there with his kids. Yeah. So many people in Phoenix have problems with their kids. So, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, and what was that? Now, Isib Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav Yossi. Didn't show up, and this was right here in this parak that we're learning the Dorim, and he hears Rabbi Yossi shir. For 3 days he doesn't come to shir. So lo'ati l'metif to Rabbi Yossi t'lata yumen. Amen. Nobody can say Shalom Baruch Hu Tchila on a bushti. I mean, that's easy to appreciate. You know? Vardimus, who is Rabbi Yossi's son, so Vardimus, Rabbi Yossi meets him, Ashkechem. On my lane, he says, what's going on? How come you're skipping out on my father's classes for 3 days? My time alasi malavim medrasha da'avra. Atlasi yomin. Oh, my life, look, your father doesn't make any sense to me, okay? I don't understand what he's talking about. The time of the avuch lo yadan, echitai. When I don't know what he's talking about, he's not making sense. I'm going to come to a shir that doesn't make any sense.
Show up anyway.
Oh, Marley, so he said, tell me what is it that you're... I mean, something is bothering you, okay? You don't like something my father said. Come clean. What is it that's bothering you? Lema mar my karma. Maybe I can explain it. Don't be about that time. Omar lay, look. Radatanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kavi Satan kod mim lachaye achirim. This is crazy. He's saying, one city's washing their clothes is more important than the life of other people. You know, that's an awfully heavy-duty kind of thing to say. I mean, it's all very nice in theory to talk about dirty clothes and depression. And stuff. But come on, I mean, there's got to be some mocker in the Torah to be able to say a thing like that. Crummy Nolan, I want you to show me something in the Torah. He says, I'll tell you. Ha! Omar Lay, look, when it's talking about the cities of the Levi, so it says over there, you are Arim Lahem Lashavet, Umigrishayem Yulavam Tam, Ruchusham, Ulachol Chayatam. So that means, the extension of the cities and whatever is that in that extension belongs to them. What are those three things? So I say like this. My chayatam. I mean, chayatam can't mean their livestock. Because it already said behemtam. We know wherever it says behem, it includes chayat. So if it means chayatam, it's chayat. Halo chayat beklal behemai. That we see so many cases. That the word behemai includes chayat. Hello, my chayatam. It's got to be that chayat means chiyutam. Anything which is for their chiyut. I mean, come on. I ask you, if the migrashim are being given even for their animals, obviously, they can use it for their chiyut. And that's a given. It's their migrash. What do I have to mention it for, Bichlal? That's pshita. Ela lav kvisa. It's got to be extending chiyut into something beyond which you would have believed is possible, which b'pashas goes beyond even the tzorchei habehima. And that must be for kvisa. What was the reason for such a thing? My father's just explaining the reason. He's not taking it up on his own. He's saying, how could kvisa be considered to be chiyut? Because chiyut includes a healthy mind, and ikatsara derbuvita. And therefore, the Torah indeed includes this as chiyut mamash. Beautiful. Nice to have a son like Vardimus, especially when they don't have... Children are Talmidei Chachamim, no? Shonita im erchatz, im lo erchatz echidami, tzeilei medama titzar hana aprachitza lo olam alai, im lo erchatz ayom selom lo afara, titzachi, om revira da amra, hana aprachitza alai lo olam, im lo erchatz b'nei mishra. No. Because then, dekavatei dektari im lo et kashet, so what's it mean? Im lo et kashet b'nef, you're calling that kishut? That's lichluchu. Omer Revira the Omer Hanaat Rechitza LaOlam Alai Imer Chatzayom, like you said yesterday, and the other case is Shvua Shalor Chatz Bichlal, in other words, or by Kishut Hanaat Kishut Alai LaOlam Imer Kashet Hayom, or the other case would be Shvua Shalor Kashet. Omer Revina LaRevashi. So then, why does it say Nidorim? Harei Elu Nidorim Shvua. Oh, people, I let them meet. Omer Lei So Tani Elu Nidorim Shvua. So Ashta Rechitza, Ashta, Rechitza lo Yada Inuya Ashta. Gabin adorned if you call that a koshwatisa, la'anot nafesh in the future, milta da atila de inoi, vihilorachatza ata atila de inoi. It's a brilliant question of the Tam Sofer. If we're actually going to compare the dinim of Yom Kippurim to Nidorim, why does the Gemara say that Nidorim against sex are only beino leveina? Because Tash Mishamit is considered to be an inoi on Yom Kippurim. So it should be considered to be Nidorim and Efer. Beautiful question. Yeah, he tries to answer, well, it's only inoi for men, but not for women. Oh boy, don't tell that to the women. That's serious stuff today. But okay, there's a lot of discussion about the issue. V'rabi d'Rabbi Yosi, other Rabbi Yosi. Ma'ayan she'bnei ha'ir, chayehem v'chayeh achirim, chayehem kodmim v'chayeh achirim, be'emtan v'beimat achirim, be'emtan kodemet v'beimat achirim. Kvisatan v'kvisat achirim, kvisatan kodemet v'kvisat achirim. Chayeh achirim v'kvisatam, chayeh achirim kodmim v'kvisatam. Whereas Rabbi Yosi, omer kvisatan kodemet v'chayeh achirim. I ask you, please, if ashta kvisam, Rabbi Yosi, yesh batzar, you're telling me that rechitza, which is the entire body, guf kulo, lo koshike? Amri, ine. It's true that kvisa is alima le Rabbi Yosi. Be omri Shmuel, haya ruvita de reisha mati de avira. Avuvita de mani mati de shema amuita. Avuvita de gufa mati de shikne vikivi. Shochum itam, indeed, he's a aruba arvuvita. He's a aruba chabura, he's a aruba vnei aniyim. Shemiyam tetzit Torah. Shinemar Yizal Mayim Midalyo. עד שפישו הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו תכתוב ויאמר השם על עזבם את תורתי ולא הלכו בה היינו לא שמעו בקולי היינו לא הלכו ואמר רבי יונה אמר רב שאין מבורכם בתור התחילה איסי ברבי רולטון בטבת רבי יוסי תלת יומי אשכחי ורדם איסי ברבי יוסי אמר לי מה איתה אם אני ראתי מר לבי מדרוש את האבא תלת יומי אמר לי כי תאים את יעבורך לא ידענה איך ידעי אמר לי למה מר מה איתה אמר לי Do my yadana tiny? Oh, my God, how tiny reveals him a kvisatan called Mimachayacher? Crummy no one. Oh, my God, if you have a tam, look, oh, hayatam, my hayatam. You have a chayam a mash, alo chayab a club a mani. Elo mash hayatam, chiyutam a mash. That's obvious, pshita. Elo love kvisa. They get sorry there, Rufita.